ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I'm Jesse DePlantis. I thank you in advance for all you do for this ministry. It's such a blessing that you enjoy, because we enjoy coming in your home or wherever you may view this telecast. You know, God says some wonderful things to me over the years, but one of the most powerful things He said to me, right before He said it, there was a lady who said, "Man, my kids, I raised them right, at least I thought I did in church, and they're just not living for God." And I could tell she was disappointed. And the Lord quickened this statement. He said, "Tell her the promises of God are far more powerful than the sins of people." Let me say that again. The promises of God are far more powerful than the sins of people. Makes no difference what your kids are doing. Let me tell you something. You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. Yes, they have a free will, but God's got a way of changing people's minds, and they don't even realize that He's doing it. Isn't that a wonderful statement? And there's over 7,000 promises in the Bible, and most people know maybe 15. Study those promises, because they yea and amen, which means yes and so be it. Here's a wonderful scripture. "For I know the thoughts," Jeremiah 29:11, "for I know the thoughts that I think toward you," not of you, toward you, "saith the Lord, thoughts of peace," as possession of adequate resource, "and not of evil." See, most people say God's going to hurt you, "to give you a future and a hope." My God, don't you want a future? Don't you want hope? Yeah, why not? That's what God's thinking toward you, not just of you. "Possession of adequate resource." That's what peace means. Not of evil. "Oh, God, I'm going to kill you. No, He loves you. He died for you. He wants you to go to heaven. All you got to do is get born again. And to give you a future and a hope. Here's another verse, Hebrews 10:23. "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." He promised these things. When are we going to believe what He said, instead of somebody's opinion about what they think He said? You know, God's pretty simple. If you just take it verbatim, just the way He said it, "By my stripes, you're healed." Okay, now I'm not denying pain. I'm not denying that. I'm denying it's right, because He said, "By His stripes, you are healed." He said, if you sow your seed in good ground, you get 30, 60, 100-fold. Don't complicate that with intellectual activity or range and research or some induction and reasoning. Just believe what He said. Why? Because the promises of God are far more powerful than the sins of people. And that's amazing to me. And it will work for you, not some of the time, all the time. You know, when the Lord put the anointing of increase on my life, people thought, "Well, this is when I didn't have that." Well, you know, a lot of people say that. I said, "No, He said it. And I'm going to confess what He said." And today you're looking at one blessed puppy here. You understand what I'm saying? Spiritually, physically, and financially. I like to use the word puppy instead of mature dog. You know, I know I look like a mature dog, but I'm believing to be a puppy. Praise God. And what a blessing it is. You see, and watch this about your life. Long life. "Will I satisfy you?" Whoa. "And show you my soundness," salvation. Satisfy me. You know what that means? How long you want to live? Let me tell you. Let me make it simple. Till you're satisfied. Satisfied. In God, you're satisfied. It's not like the Rolling Stones. "I can't get no satisfied." No, no. God will satisfy you in your life every day if you just believe Him. Let me say that statement again. The promises of God, far more powerful than the sins of people. All you have to do is hold fast to your profession or your confession of faith. The Bible said He is faithful. I mean, what part of that you don't understand? It doesn't make no difference what's happening in the world. I don't deny what's happening in the world. I deny it's right to affect me, because I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. And my theme this year, I create my world and I walk in it. So I know what's coming and I know what's going, because it's my world and I want it to be your world. So remember that. No matter what you see in life, the promises of God are far more powerful than the sins of people. In other words, you got an answer coming your way, and not just some big problem. Till next week, Jesse saying, I love you. I really do. God bless. Bye-bye.